Being taken for granted. Sometimes I am taken for granted. Everybody is taken for granted sometimes, but I am not in a mood for being fair to everybody. I am in a mood for being fair to me. I am taken for granted quite often, and this troubles and distresses me because I am not granite. I am not sure what I am, but I know it isn't granite. I have known some granite types, we all do. Characters of stone, upright, immovable, unchangeable. Opinions, the general size, shape, and pliability of the Rocky Mountains. You have to quarry 5 years to chip out one little stony smile. That's fine, that's admirable, but it has nothing to do with me. Upright is fine, but downright is where I am, or down wrong. I am not granite and should not be taken for it. I am not flint or diamond or any of that great hard stuff. If I am stone, I am some kind of shoddy, crumbly stuff like sandstone or serpentine or maybe schist or not even stone but clay or not even clay but mud. And I wish that those who take me for granite would once in a while treat me like mud. Being mud is really different from being granite and should be treated differently. Mud lies around being wet and heavy and oozy and generative. Mud is underfoot. People make footprints in mud. As mud, I accept feet. I accept weight. I try to be supportive. I like to be obliging. Those who take me for granted say this is not so, but they haven't been looking where they put their feet. That's why the house is all dirty and tracked up. Granite does not accept footprints. It refuses them. Granite makes pinnacles, and then people rope themselves together and put pins on their shoes and climb the pinnacles at great trouble, expense, and risk, and maybe they experience a great thrill, but the granite does not. Nothing whatever results, and nothing whatever is changed. Huge, heavy things come and stand on granite, and the granite just stays there, and doesn't react, and doesn't give way, and doesn't adapt, and doesn't oblige, and when the huge, heavy things walk away, the granite is there just the same as it was before, just exactly the same, admirably. To change granite, you have to blow it up. But when people walk on me, you can see exactly where they put their feet, and when huge, heavy things come and stand on me, I yield and react and respond and give way and adapt and accept. No explosives are called for. No admiration is called for. I have my own nature and am true to it just as much as granite or even diamond is, but it is not a hard nature or upstanding or gem-like. You can't chip it. It's deeply impressionable. It's squashy. Maybe the people who rope themselves together and the huge, heavy things resent such adaptable and uncertain footing because it makes them feel insecure. Maybe they fear they might be sucked in and swallowed. But I am not interested in sucking, and I'm not hungry. I am just mud. I yield. I do try to oblige. And so when the people and the huge heavy things walk away, they are not changed, except their feet are muddy, but I am changed. I am still here and still mud, but all full of footprints and deep, deep holes and tracks and traces and changes. I have been changed. You change me. Do not take me for granite.